If you look at the numbers, the U.S. economy is in great shape. Growth surged 4.1% in the second quarter. Unemployment is 3.9%, the lowest it's been since 2000. The private sector has been adding jobs for 101 straight months, 19.5 million jobs since the Great Recession, and consumer confidence is near an 18-year high. President Trump credits his policies for the rosy economic picture.
America is being respected again, and America is winning again because we are finally putting America first. Everywhere we look, we are seeing the effects of the American economic miracle.
And his supporters agree.
His economic policies have been great. I mean, our economy is just doing awesome. I think deregulation of all the regulations, I think, has been fantastic.
But not everyone thinks the president is doing a good job.
Out of 100%, I give him 30%. But he has a lot of issues to work on. And he has a tough job like every other president, but he needs to work a lot harder.
Like almost every other important issue in the U.S. right now, the way Americans view the economy depends a lot on how they vote.
People have a hard time perceiving what's going on in the economy. They generally know that it's going well, but it's also the case that people's perceptions of these things tend to be pretty heavily influenced by partisanship. Again, it's one of those things where any discussion about modern American politics kind of has to start with the fact that we're living in a very partisan time. And so even people's perceptions of the economy, whether we're doing better or worse, whether they themselves are doing better or worse, is heavily influenced by the party of the president and people's own partisanship.
Robert Griffin and scholars in the Democracy Fund Voter Study Group found this to be true based on their survey of 8,000 Americans, adding to a growing body of research that shows partisanship affects people's view of everything, including towards something that should be quantifiable like the economy. This has been the case for the past 15 years, said Ryan Streeter of the American Enterprise Institute.
We've seen a steady increase since the Great Recession 10 years ago in the feelings that the economy is actually doing really well, from about 11% up to about 53%, just in terms of the people who say they think it's going well. But when you look under those averages, you see that's really been driven during the Obama years by Democrats' confidence, and especially since Trump's been elected, Republican confidence has really spiked. It's gone up.
Beyond partisanship, where you are on the pay scale also impacts your view.
Despite the strong labor market, government data shows that American wages remain flat, with the biggest gains flowing to the highest income earners. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.